than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey!
Jesus! Holy Lord! Holy Lord!
It's Savage Saturday. This is more horror than horror.
Hello, kids.
We're gonna fucking shift this one right down the toilet, right out of the gate.
Do you know your neighbor? Come on in. Let me change into my favorite sweater. Wouldn't you like to be my neighbor?
This is part 2 week.
Been Rickrolled right from the beginning.
Rickrolled. Dick rolled.
You didn't find no Samantha Fox at break? Come on,
I'll find
man.
You some, man. I'll find
what
you
what are we doing? Are we doing this some bitch?
We're still rocking. What the hell are you guys
you
saying?
You only get two shots on this side of bitch. We're on the scotch tape budget.
Two and you're done.
We're
almost out of fucking tape, man. You're going to have to start writing this down. We're just going to read it.
Well, if anybody joined us last week, we had a guest in the studio, Mr. Jeff Sisson.
What about TC?
To all
TC?
Your
TC,
you know what,
have
you know
to
what
waste
they call
next
this?
Week.
You know what they call this in Hollywood? This is a fucking cliffhanger right here. We got ourselves a first bona fide cliffhanger.
Last week, there were so many unanswered questions by the end of the episode.
Basically, we just decided to hold Jeff over for another episode since we had to. Kind of cut him short at the end of the.
Well, that's not
show.
Altogether true. My mom's not here yet. She's supposed to. She's running really late.
She had to go get me some new dice.
For some reason, the phone's off the hook.
She had to go pick me up the new 30-sided die for my.
It's a 3 mile
my paladin.
Ride. It's a 3 mile ride on my BMX.
My paladin wasn't scoring up quite right, so I had to get another 30-sided die. It's being handmade. Out
sweet
of smuggled pearl.
Point.
Out of ivory. Sweet ivory.
Smuggled in a Nigerian's ass.
Smuggled in a penis pouch.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Hey, what a tangled web we weave.
It's been smuggled in a Haitian fanny pack.
It's if you're graphing this, it's...
This son of a bitch was in the shitter at the get-go.
Martha, let's see what's on the Lawrence Welk channel.
These sons of bitches got their nuts out again.
Oh, no.
Beating her off the mic.
Wait until we start talking about Bubba. And Buddy and Bud and Sissy.
Dude. Oh, last week we talked about cannibals and big feet. So we're just going to talk about shit this week.
Oh,
see what kind
hang
of
on,
trouble
hang on,
we
hang
can
on.
Be in.
Let's give it a minute.
What is this?
I think I got a dollar in my pocket, Tim. Here.
This is Samantha Fox. That's
man,
who that
this,
is.
This video is awesome.
Was this her tits in or out?
Well, it depends on which one you see. You got to sign into YouTube to get this video.
Oh, we found the best one.
You know, fucking West. If West Mar was fucking throwing this shit, we'd be fucking around.
Touch me. Touch me now.
Westmar's going to shit when he hears this. Some of his head's going to pop off.
Has he called you today because the show's not playing?
It's playing. It plays.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. You better. Clip your nuts. Wearing some bitch around his neck.
Oh, Lord.
So where we want to go? We want to go into the urban cowboy again?
Were we done talking about troglodyte?
I don't know. Are we done talking about troglodyte? You want to talk about more about troglodyte like we did last week?
What else can you say?
It's been a full week. I can't remember what we were talking about.
Yeah, it's
the origins of the trog.
The origins.
The meaning of the trogs.
I think we got through the oranges part. Oranges. I think we got through the oranges.
Fuck it, let's talk about Urban Cowboy.
Urban Cowboy! Jeff's the guest. What do you want to talk about, Jeff?
Urban Cowboy's good.
That's only our fourth full episode of talking about nothing but Urban Cowboy.
It's a good horror film.
Horrifying.
God forbid my mom would actually ever listen to this and she heard me talking about Urban Cowboy, she'd be really excited. She likes Urban Cowboy.
There was a nice frame of time there where like TBS was showing it at least two or three times a week.
Well, you know, if you catch it on TBS, since they kind of have to cut some stuff out, but they add some stuff that wasn't in the movie. So it's real exciting for Urban Cowboy.
It's like you can see
that scene where Bud and Sissy go to the edge of the river in the truck, and they just stand out there and look at stuff. And then the beer cans
floating down the river.
God damn, Sissy, that could have been my beer.
Then the Coors. They look out. I think they go out there to talk. They meet up, and then they go back to Gilly's.
So it's like watching Big Lebowski on TBS.
Yeah,
you get all.
Yeah, you get extra crap that there's a reason that it wasn't in the movie, but they got to pad out the 2 hours. So there's only. Well, we could stick the shot of them going back into Gilly's.
John, we need to reshoot some of those.
John, can you fall off that tower one more time?
Dance, you monkey. Dance.
See you later, girls. I got myself a cowboy.
Now, Jeff, you were saying earlier the brilliant thing about that is it all takes place in like 12 days or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You watch the movie and it's like, you know, when you're watching a movie anyway, there you got the whole suspension of disbelief and time anyway, but like when you really, I mean, you boil a movie down like that, it's like, I think it does, it's like over 2 or 3 weeks they meet.
Marrying about 2 hours after meeting.
Dude, I think they days. Like they, Bud rolls into town. See,
Bud goes, "God damn, she knows how to open up a beer can. I'm gonna marry you, darling."
See, he came into town because he worked on a pipeline in Spur. And his Uncle Bob got him the job. Now, Tim, if you recall, his Uncle Bob got him the job.
But his Uncle Bob lost a nut in a bull riding accident.
Well, now you're getting ahead of yourself, Chris.
You gotta slow down.
But as you recall, he gets into town, so they got to take him to Gilly's. So they take him that the first Gilly's. Night he's in town, they take him to Gilly's. Well, he sees Sissy there. But he ends up going home with two women, mm-hmm. neither of which were Sissy. But that was just a welcome.
That's how Bud rolls.
That's the Hello Texas welcome.
We do it bigger in Texas.
But then they go back the next night, and then he really hits it off with Sissy. And then the next night, I think he proposes. So then, like on the fourth night, they get married because they run out to the truck because it's raining. And then you want to get married.
How much did Gilly's give into the budget for this movie anyway? Because it was like
it was all shot in Gilly's.
It was a 2-hour commercial for those guys. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just that was what was hot then.
Scott Glenn changed a whole generation of what you wore.
He's wearing his mama's hairnet.
He made Glenn Danzig what he is today.
What was his?
Talk about getting Rickrolled.
What was the character's name?
Wes. And you didn't. He don't even have a last name on.
No, he's a convict.
It's just Wes.
They saw him at
and
the
con. Bud. Nobody's got a last name. It's just Bud.
Bud and Sissy.
Uncle Bob. There's no last name Uncle for
Bob.
Any of them.
Uncle Bob.
That was too much for the script.
Mickey Gilly's the only one that's got the last name.
Mickey Gilly.
Charlie Daniels. Get Charlie Daniels in there.
Dude, there's like crazy music talent in that.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
There's some of the best choreographed dance fucking scenes.
Oh, dude. Man. Let me tell you, that Texas two-step is brutal.
brutal.
I don't care. You can
dude,
talk.
If I could wear a belt buckle like that every day, I would, man. I would do it.
That was that period of movies, too, where every movie had to have the downer somewhere in the middle. Remember, like, Officer and a Gentleman had to have the suicide right in the middle for no freaking reason whatsoever? God,
now, we got a spoiler here. Now, Uncle Bob does get hit by lightning and killed at the plant.
We should stop right now telling anybody that if they haven't seen Urban Cowboy, they should turn off the radio because we're about to discuss.
If you haven't seen Urban Cowboy, what is wrong with you, first off?
No shit.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
You should have at least probably fucking buy a copy.
The only thing
bucks
that could have made that movie better is if they could have worked Rocky into the script.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, but that could have been their kid.
That could have been the sequel.
I would see a sequel.
For all that beer drinking and boot scooting, it's a possibility with the fucking head like that.
That bowl is bellowy.
Well, in the sequel would be the Suburban Cowboy instead of the Urban Cowboy. He'd be in a ranch in the middle of Tyler, Texas.
It could have been Tyler Perry. They could have Tracy Morgan.
Oh, Cowboy. You sick bastards.
They'll remake it.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, the Wayans brothers will remake it. It'll be called Urban Cowboy.
Cedric the Entertainer is going to be.
It'll be shot in South Central Los Angeles.
No, you know what, though, for real, those movies, you guys made my brain peak on that because of this, thinking about how had the downer in the middle. What about Fast Times at Ridgemont High? Remember that had the downer?
It's a story arc, you know. You got to have to really propel.
The Last American Virgin had the same downer
dude,
in it.
That movie's a total downer.
For no reason at all. It's like the first half hour is great, and then all of a sudden, blue. Never comes back.
I had an abortion.
I know. That happened in Fast Times,
too. And then they go to the scumbag dude.
Everybody.
Can you help me go to the clinic?
In Fast Times, it was my highest.
No, Last American Virgins are real. Like, because it came out with, like, you know, in that post Fast Times wave of, like,
right.
There was, like, the weird, like, My Tutor and Last American Virgin and a bunch of those, like, weird kind of school themed sex comedies.
9 to 5.
They weren't very fun.
Hey. Damn it.
Why they gotta put him in the bondage gear?
I gotta ask a question. Why in Fast Times at Ridgemont High did they have to have... Because they had the abortion in that one, too, and it was the hip guy at the mall that she loved, remember, that was selling the tickets. And I'm thinking, why the hell did they have to have it, like, because of that... Every movie after that for like a year, all the teen comedies had to have some social significant message in the middle.
Breakfast Club.
Well, that was a great movie. There's a difference. That was John Hughes.
Don't you forget about me, baby. Dan.
Just like, look, Danzig.
And right back to Danzig.
It all comes back to Danzig.
sing Danzig style, Don't You Forget About
Seven
Me,
Seven to Six Degrees to Kevin Bacon. At
you fuck with the bull, you get the horns.
We're digging deep in the toilet.
Hey. Them convicts, they make good cowboys. They don't care about nothing.
He's a real cowboy.
Only real cowboys wear fishnets.
It is true. That German cowboy is a classic.
That was Odell. She's just leaving.
I like when Sissy is talking to her girlfriend because her girlfriend rode the bull. And she's asking
Jesse, did you ride that bull?
I rode this afternoon. How was it? Oh, I'm sore as hell.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I'm going to ride it. You ain't. And then Bud hears it. Bud, I want to ride that bull. You ain't going to ride that bull, sissy. You ain't.
I mean, it's like. Oh, there it comes.
And we're back.
Need to spend some Mickey Gilly in there. That's
went down.
Don't ride the bull. Don't ride, Bud. You know, Mickey don't like the bulls running when he's doing a set.
What is up with that whole thing, man? I've never seen a movie centered around something like that before. It was really like no bull plot ride. To get in the way.
There,
of the story.
There was a lot of movies like that. Fuck, it was like what was it? Convoy and what?
Over the Top was a good one.
Yellow Rose. What was it? The one with the. Yellow Rose of Texas or whatever that
Honeysuckle one. Rose.
Bethel Whorehouse in Texas.
There's a bunch of
you got to love Bethel Whorehouse in Texas. You got to love Rhinestone. Let's talk about musicals.
Oh, good.
Get out of my bedroom. Baby, if you can't take the heat.
I remember sitting as a kid and my mom and dad in the drive-in watching Convoy thinking, what the fuck is going on? This
not another truck, mama.
That's a pretty dreadful movie.
Goddamn piece of shit. White truck. I know I should have bought me a black truck.
There ain't one single rubber ducky in this motherfucker.
They play the song at the opening, and then they play
at in the middle down part,
and they play at the end. At the end.
Well, it was a fucking
Rhinestone.
Song.
Rhinestone's
one of those classics no one talks about. It's like it's now.
That's because it's a law.
Now, I know
that's a law in 14 states.
My buddy
Jordan, that's like his. It's funny, dude. He said that's his favorite movie, and I was so taken back. Like, and I thought he was messing with me again. And I've got like this real fondness for that movie. My grandma used to take me to movies like when we were little, and she would take us to the crap ones. But she loved Dolly Parton. She loved Dolly Parton.
Same here.
So
9 to 5,
we'd go see like Rhinestone. And I can even remember my grandma, God rest her. She said, "This is crap, you know." And if you want to leave, we can. I was like, "No, I like it, you know." But yeah, it's funny, you know, Rhinestone, it's funny that you didn't see when that came out. It was like, from the director of Black Christmas, Rhinestone.
No one, that was hilarious. Yeah.
I could only wish that my grandma took me to see Rhinestone. My grandma took me to see fucking Tootsie.
You oh, shit. Oh, that's a great movie.
What's the name?
Which program?
I'm like, really?
Oh, that's great.
Now we know what's wrong with Griff.
Wow.
Dress me up, mama.
But yeah, you know, my buddy Jordan, I go, you know, it's funny, dude. He's got, I was at his house. I walk around the corner. Here's this giant, like, Rhinestone. Like, it's like it looks almost like a Rambo poster, but it's Rhinestone. I was like, what is this? He's like, oh, that's a German Rhinestone poster. I actually got it. I wasn't real happy. It wasn't what I was thinking it was going to be. Not
it's
real
a
big, and I'm like, dude, it's like it does. It looks like Rambo, and the woman that's supposed to be Dolly Parton does not look like Dolly Parton. But
well, you know, at least you guys had that. My grandma did take me to cool stuff like that, Young Frankenstein stuff like that. But then my mom would go to the drive-in. You know, my mom and dad, and I saw, you know, thanks to them, I saw great movies at the drive-in. Lots of great movies. You know, everything from Blackula all the way to John Waters movies, all the way to Boy Who Cried Werewolf and or H.G. Lewis. But then there was always those ones that would scar you for life, like Looking for Mr. Frickin' Goodbar.
Oh, I'd love that movie.
Midnight Cowboy.
Yeah, but when you're like six, you know, you're like...
Oh, dude. Yeah, I was so stoked to finally see Midnight Cowboy. I'm like, what in the hell? Come on, you wouldn't run away train. You can't be sucking wieners back in the back alley, you son of a bitch.
Oh, he said it.
You had the mutton chops.
Shouldn't have said it.
Joe Buck.
He said the wieners. He's doing the wieners, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, fuck, I went to, what did I go see? Was it RoboCop or something like that? I went and seen, then I walked because my grandma's movie hadn't gotten out yet. So I went across to sit down, and it was The Fucking Color Purple. And I luckily made it in an hour and 45 minutes later,
you
it was over.
You ain't going to beat me no more.
Now, be careful.
You sit down, Tiny Glover.
You better watch it now because
Oprah's in the house and she's setting fire to the whole motherfucker.
Oprah's going to come in and buy us and turn us off. You better be nice.
Oh, you ain't touching nobody. Get your filthy hand out of the crop.
Oh, fuck.
Do the jitterbug.
I remember another god awful movie I got to see in the drive-in was Blood Beach.
Oh, John Saxon.
Just a bunch of people getting sucked in the sand. I'm like,
what's in the sand?
What's in the sand?
What's in the sand?
Where's the monster at, Mama?
I remember watching that on Showtime, being scared shitless. Again, it goes back to you not giving a fuck about Jaws, dude. When you walk down the beach and you see people getting sucked down holes. It makes you step on the beach a little different.
Hey, I got to tell you something, okay? You mentioned that one. Same time frame on Showtime, The Boogans.
That's a good one.
That kicks butt, man.
The Bookends, yeah.
That was a great one, man.
Yeah, I like that movie. That's a good movie.
I know. I really wish.
What are you doing? That's
that.
That's a horror movie. We're talking about some real horrific films.
Back it up.
Back it up.
Terms of Endearment. Like back Ryan it up. Stone.
Over the Rainbow. There's a nightmare of a movie.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
That's got
Under the Rainbow is what it's called,
more
right?
More midgets than you can shake a stick at.
Yeah.
They took over that set.
I fled the theater in terror.
I think he just got a secret midget fetish. He just no way. On.
That is just frightening. Dude, there's something not right about that movie.
Well, yeah, they're fucked up. There's something not right about it. They didn't grow right.
What was
well,
the, now you've lost your what midget. What was the Herzog, even midgets start small? Mm-hmm. That, did you finally get to see that yet? Oh, my God, I man.
I know there's a
movie's awesome.
I know there's a petition on Facebook now for the fucking, what's the midget TV show?
The Little People, Big World?
No, the couple.
The, oh, hell,
the
I don't
fucking
know.
Little half the...
The doctor one with the glasses?
Yeah, her.
I don't know.
There's
name.
A petition on Facebook where people are trying to sign her up to do a Playboy spread.
Oh, my God.
I signed the petition to not do.
Yeah, yeah, please.
But they're like, I don't think Playboy's
going to... She's a doctor, dude. She's
well, the thing about
bank.
It is Playboy's not going to do it because they'd have to sell the issue for half the money.
They could make it a small paper bag.
Just put her in the bag during the ad section. They can just put a little bitty...
It's not even a fold-out. It's just a
one-page flip-over. It's a one-page spread.
Where are their legs? Where are their legs?
Is that her ass? No, that's her ankle.
It'd be the world's first one-page centerfold. It'd be great.
It's not even a centerfold. You ain't got to fold it. That's get away! Awesome. What? What are you poking at?
Sneak my knife.
Yeah.
Yeah,
get the blade.
Stab you in the goddamn head.
She's going to take you out. She's going to take you out.
I'll poke you in the goddamn eye.
That's awesome.
Get in the box.
Get in the box. What's in the box?
My foot.
What's in the box?
This table's it's going.
Griff. It's going I ain't fast. Leaning on it.
Griff.
Man, that thing's terrifying. Yeah, lift it up in the middle. Lift it up in the middle. And then Jeff can push down from his end and it'll straighten out. So lift it up in the middle there, Griff.
I'm up. I'm up. I'm raising.
Yeah, that damn thing. Okay. So much for the damn expensive tables. They work
I'll get
good.
Some 2x4s. No. We'll build your platform underneath it.
I'm going to go get a 4x4.
Don't anyone touch it.
Amanda was supposed to bring some braces, but she done blew it off. She all forgot.
Did you just run one straight across the bottom of it?
I did, and Hugh knocked it out. It's
sitting
over there.
Get you a 6x6 and just put the middle of that somewhere.
I did.
It'll be fine.
And Hugh, we can roll up to the fucking park over there and
well,
just grab you one of the
fucking
park benches.
You
got to
get some brackets, bud. We'll put you some brackets in.
Well, it's that damn
Hugh. I don't have anything to do
for the next
2 days.
We'll hammer him in with our Peter.
I don't have anything to do. I'll come up here and rewire this bitch.
Shit, man, it's not.
I'll
a
put
problem.
You a little swimming
gotta
pool
be careful
to the side
because you can screw. If you put a screw in that's too long, it goes right through the damn table. So
hey, that'll teach people to put their elbows on the
just
table.
Just get you a Dremel and zip that son of a bitch off flush, and fuck, you ain't gotta have to worry about it.
That's funny.
Worth
crackers. It's all good though. It's all. I will fix that damn thing tomorrow. Amanda was supposed to bring the 4x4 today, and she forgot. So.
Put a fucking 6x6 on that sumbitch.
I got a railroad tie. I'll cut that sumbitch in half. I got a new saber saw.
You're ready.
We'll scribe it. We'll put some lion's feet on this thing.
You ain't even playing.
Man.
You're ready to rock and roll.
Should we go into, we're going to do mask now, or do you want to talk about...
oh, no, not mask.
Coal miner's daughter.
Oh.
These are truly horrific. Do you think this particular episode will ever see the light of day?
Oh, we've talked about
we've
mask
talked about
four
worse.
Or five times.
And actually, to be honest with you, this is some of the stuff that people like. I mean, you know, the change of pace. Some people
be surprised.
Anybody,
I mean, can only talk
anybody
about crummy,
can,
crummy
anybody
remake.
Can talk about how shitty Sherry Moon is.
Yeah,
we go back. God. We dig it up, brother.
Nothing sacred.
Speaking
on
of
this
which,
show.
Speaking of which, let's take a second because we did find the plot.
Oh,
storyline.
Yeah, you told me. So
Witches
you...
of Salem.
Huh.
The new Rob Zombie movie coming out.
Huh.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Todd.
Turd.
Yes, yes.
It's also known as Trick or Treat.
What?
Trick or fucking treat.
What?
The storyline came out. Listen to this. Sit on the edge of your seat.
I don't want
to. There's a blonde DJ that gets a mysterious wooden crate.
Huh.
With a record in it.
Huh.
And she plays it.
No.
From the band called Witches of Salem.
Wow, that is weird stuff.
And it instantly plays backwards.
Oh, wow.
And all this crazy shit starts happening. And then they start getting more packages, and the concert comes because everybody
oh my
loves
God.
Them.
I can't
they become
even
this
believe
huge
this.
Hit.
I can't even believe
and guess
this.
Who's that blonde DJ? The only person reported on IMDb that's actually been cast in the movie.
Yeah, and the one with the most annoying voice, Betty Boop herself.
She could also be known as Sandra Bullock.
Betty Boop. Betty freaking Boop.
And then the band gets so huge, they come to town.
Oh.
And they have a huge concert, and they shoot lightning bolts out of their fingertips.
That is weird and wacky stuff.
That is crazy.
I
that's the
I
story.
Like, and I like Rob Zombie.
That's
you know,
the
I
story.
I like him.
I want to like the guy, you know? It's like, I like, you know, it's like, I like White Zombie. I like his music. Like,
I loved House of a Thousand Corpses. I thought it was great.
I like House of a Thousand Corpses. My thing is, it's like, dude, he's not a writer. He can't write. And he, you know, it's like.
And this is, since it's final, it has to be set in the 80s. Or late 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Probably late 70s, knowing him. You'll have to have a trailer park in there somewhere.
I mean, writing a bunch of you know, music, you write a bunch of scenes that you throw in some witty pop culture reference does not make a movie. You know, Devil's Rejects, I want to like.
Right.
But to me, it's dreadful. Yeah. It's horrible. I mean, you watch the first, yeah, it was okay. You go back and watch it again, it's like, man, dude, this is really not good. This is bad. This is a stinky movie. You know, it's like, you know, official clown bit, you know, that stuff's funny, but it's not a movie. That doesn't make a movie. You put all that stuff together, it doesn't make a movie.
It's a short film. It's a funny short film.
It's like a bunch of disjointed scenes with a little bit of cohesion, right, with this, you know, and I, you know, it's like, how many of his buddies can he throw into a movie? Okay.
Well, I'm waiting for Mark Price to be announced to be as a little cameo in it.
He's the principal.
He'll probably be the lead singer of the band.
He's the principal of the school where they have the concert.
And Screech. He'll probably bring Screech and let him just, be
it's going to be trick-or-treat smash with Black Rose.
And then Sammy Kerr, the Lords of Salem show up and
Ragman.
Oh.
Well, it could be. It's Witches of Salem, so maybe Sherry Moon's going to be the lead singer in the band.
Mm.
But I have a feeling the DJ is going to be a lot bigger role, so that's probably what she's going to decide.
Is there going to be skull gear all over the place?
It makes me
wonder. That's the name of the band, probably. Skull Gear. That was Skull Gear Records.
www.skullclothing.com. That's the name of the band.
Wow. So, yeah, I was needless. You know, I was waiting for him, man, after Halloween 2. We talked about that before. We were going to give him.
Never even saw
one
it.
One more chance.
Never man. Even saw it. Aww. Couldn't even bring myself to watch
one
more
it. You must.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
It'll change your life forever.
For the wrong reasons. Jesus.
Oh, no, I can't even. I want to see him direct something that he didn't write and see if he can direct.
I guarantee you'll be sitting in the same spot 3 days later without moving and blinking your eyes.
I can't even do. Like I said, dude,
you'll go to a glue factory and help him kill the horses. Sit down.
It makes the room look good.
It makes Birdemic look like.
Did you watch that?
Gone
the Room?
With the Wind. I can't, man. I've seen enough on that fucking turd. I don't even want to be anywhere near it.
There's a whole lot of fucking in it.
There's one kicker.
It makes it somewhat enjoyable. She fucks everybody else in the movie but him.
And he complains about it.
I wouldn't comprehend that.
What's
much
in the box?
Everybody else but me.
Oh,
I actually watched Mask. Maybe Michelle and the girl
the other day.
Mask.
Yes,
Lord.
They looked at me.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, I was already talked about Mask.
Well, no,
you've already talked about Mask on the show, haven't you?
Long time ago.
Well, let's move right into Cruising.
Well, no. See, the thing about it was.
1980 William Friedkin masterpiece. Go ahead and start the email.
Die. You all die and go to hell.
Well, the reason why I was talking about Mask was I was trying to explain. I made a shit reference to Michelle about Bob Seger. And one of her girls goes, well, who's Bob Seger? And I said, well, he's like the worst musician that's ever walked the face of the earth. Anybody that's ever made a record, nobody is bad or horrible as Bob Seger.
No, I would disagree.
So she's like, well, who? So I was like, well, watch Mask, and you pretty much get the entire Bob Seger discography in one movie. So she watched it, and she's
like,
yeah. God.
I'm getting the distinct impression that you're not a Bob Seger fan.
Fuck no.
You didn't go? He was in town.
Fuck him.
We couldn't get him, man. The tickets sold out in like 5 seconds, man. The silver
and it bullet. Wasn't internet sales that did it. They actually showed up in line to buy the tickets.
Well, I went because none of those people have computers. They don't know how to work.
I'm
computer.
Telling you, I went in to buy.
My dad loves Bob Seger.
I went to buy Trailer Park Boys tickets at the Ticketmaster outlet.
Oh, wait, we said not to lean on it. Don't lean on it. Well, that was close. Right,
this is going down.
Just
abandon ship. Here we go.
Hands at your side.
God damn it, you.
Take that computer off of there, Griff.
That's what's killing it. That damn laptop, that 48-pound laptop.
you got.
It's very, it's...
It's billowy.
Let's put that Thor helmet underneath it and hold it up.
Or then, them goddamn bat boots. Then,
Tim, you and Griff both lift up on the middle, and I'll have Jeff push on the end a little there. All right, ready?
It's like a time warp. We were
if
just
I get
doing
pregnant,
this.
I'm suing.
It's like we've turned into Bob Vila.
there you go.
Oh, wait. Look, the CB's falling off the table.
That's going to stay. That'll stay. That's stuck on. Okay. That's okay.
All right.
Goddamn, Griff.
I stabbed myself in the neck with the microphone.
God, you guys are terrified.
Shut her down.
Bob Vila in this old studio.
Want to put this table thing under
it? Today we're going to show you how to clean your pipes.
I think I pooped a little when that table went down.
There it goes.
Julie, where are you?
Holy crap. How the hell are we supposed to play? How is we supposed to play poker on this thing?
I don't know, man.
Damn thing don't even stay.
All right,
you got it.
Let's put pinhead under you.
I'm backing up to the wall.
All right, we're all good.
I got to work Monday. I can't be going in.
There's some brackets right there. Hell, what was I
don't
doing?
Pull them out.
I'm not. I'm reinforcing them screws. them penny nails.
God
got
damn,
there.
Hugh.
What did you
it
do,
It adds
Hugh?
An element of suspense to the whole show. It's like the table could just collapse. And
it's like Jenga.
I've never seen it quite like this, really. It's
turned into a roll.
That's what happens when you see, because Hugh kicked that board out on the floor, and that thing used to keep it stable.
Oh, that's what it is. These things are bent.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what's happening now.
Yeah.
That is weird.
Going down.
That is wacky.
That's some wild and crazy.
It's freaky, man. I've never seen the table fold up before.
I'm bringing in my...
Ed?
I'm bringing in my Mark Gallagher headset microphone. I'm not leaning on this son of a bitch.
That is awesome. You're going to be doing the Raven.
I don't want you coming back! Hey, you guys got like a full page.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
It's about nice. It's about break time. We can check out the table.
The first and last appearance in
Griff?
The morgue.
Huh?
It's break time.
Is it break time?
Quit thumbing through the Sasquatch Weekly.
We got to go to break now.
We'll be going
back.
To break, yep.
All right, we'll be back.
Well, damn, that was... All right. Give me what I want.
Please, man. Please, man. Attention all personnel. You got it. You got it. You found the most listened to radio station. Jackalope Radio.
And we're back.
I have a bulbous penis. Yes, that is right. We are back from the break.
Oh, my God.
It's thick like a can of soup.
What now? What the? Jesus. Really?
We're talking about my penis.
You know what? If we're going to start talking about penises again, you know what that means. Shutting her down.
Tim's wetting his lips with the dew getting ready.
Did someone say wiener?
See, I beat him to the punch on it. I beat him to the punch.
We're talking about cruising now. Let's talk about cruising.
Let's talk about cruising. Yeah, going right from penises into cruising. There you go.
1980.
Set it up, Jeff. Set it up.
It was based on a novel. Cruising.
Called the Hershey Highway.
It was based on a novel, Cruising. And William Friedkin crafted a fine, fine film. Fine film. But you haven't seen it.
I haven't. It's on top of my list now.
You're going to watch it and go, what? You've got my phone number, right?
You dirty son.
You're going to call me like,
hey, he can't handle no more wieners.
Tim. You fellow.
Why? Does it have wieners in it?
Okay, here's the deal.
Tim don't
for those,
like wieners.
For those of you who haven't seen Cruising, it's Al Pacino is a cop who goes undercover into the gay S&M world to find a serial killer.
When is this? What year?
It was made in 1980. Okay. William Friedkin, director of The Exorcist.
Sure, sure.
But it is... It's good. It's good.
All right. That's all I need to know about it.
It's
is it going to make me feel like Midnight Cowboy?
It's dude, it's like it's you watch the movie and it's take a shower kind of scary.
So he likes to make everybody uncomfortable on sets. Not just little girls.
Oh, it's you know, and it's weird because it's like it was like loosely based on a real event. There was a couple of things going on,
East Hollywood all year round.
New York, no, it's all New York. It's set in New York. It's just weird, dude. You got to watch it. Okay. I mean, like you know, and a lot of people are all
Griff,
eked
have you
out.
Seen this?
I haven't even heard about it.
Okay.
I mean, it was like it came out, and it was in 1980, and it just you know the gay community was like you know they showed up on the set. Like most of the movie, a pretty good chunk of the movie is like ADR. Like they had to go back in. Like, they would figure out where they were shooting, and they'd have these mobs of people show up making so much noise, they had to go back in and redub all the dialogue after the fact. They would get on tops of roofs and shine mirrors to ruin the takes and stuff. I mean, it was like crazy. I tell you, okay, like, I don't work for Warner Brothers.
See, but if they would have filmed this in the jungle in Vietnam,
they would have just... You know, raped a turtle with a rock, and then you know,
you fucking turtle.
It's a great movie, man, and they put it out on DVD a couple years ago. Finally, with you know, very little fanfare, but they went back and there's two great documentaries about the movie that are on the disc. I mean, anyone who likes horror movies at all, and if you're you know totally eked out by the whole like. Gay S&M scenario, you're probably not even going to be open to watching it, but it's a truly creepy movie, man.
Well,
I mean,
Griff's a pretty big fan of Al Pacino, so he'll probably get a kick out of it.
Oh, it's and he won't, and that's
like
what's
Al
great.
Pacino's work. I think fucking Scarface is a hunk of shit, but
here we
that,
go again. What a dude!
You got to watch. You got to seriously take a look at this.
I'll check
man.
It out.
Like it's great because it's kind of when it came out, everybody was like, oh, and since then people have recognized it as being kind of. You know what? This was really kind of cutting edge, and people didn't get it back then. Like, he does some really crazy stuff in the movie, Friedkin does. And it's great. They got everybody talking about it in these documentaries, except Friedkin. Al Pacino.
Oh, boy.
He doesn't acknowledge that the movie exists, I guess, but
kind of like Sylvester Stallone with the Wild Stallion movie.
Italian Stallion?
The porno movie that he did,
whatever that thing is, it's.
He also doesn't acknowledge the existence of Rhinestone. Fact.
He should, because he sang that great song, "Stay Out of My Bedroom."
Oh, he sings a Drinkenstein.
Oh.
monster you created, a monster, and they call him Frankenstein. And the tavern down the street is the laboratory where he makes the transformation all the time. And a sign of Dr. Bud is a pint of monster blood, and it does affect me different every time. But Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call me Frankenstein. And they call me Frankenstein. Yeah, I'm Frankenstein. I'm Frankenstein. I'm Frankenstein.
Budweiser, you created a monster, and they call it Frankenstein.
Sweet Jesus.
Get that soundtrack.
He's having himself a visual here.
It's making me want to get the German poster of it.
Or something else. Jordan. He's got to email you a picture of it. I'll get him to email you a picture. You'll be like, that's First Blood, right? No, it's Rhinestone.
You started it. I'm going to finish it.
Rhinestone. From the director of Black Christmas. A new vision of horror.
Two new Bob Clarks in 2 weeks. Death Dream, now this.
God, Death Dream?
Weird.
Rhinestone.
You know when he was doing, you know, when he was making Children Shouldn't Play with Dead Things? And then he made, like, then he made Death Dream, right? And then he did, like, Black Christmas. You know he's sitting on the set in Canada going, yeah, I'm gonna make a movie called Rhinestone.
You know, these are all just setting up my masterpiece, what I have envisioned all my life. Rocky singing
Porky's
horrible, horrible country.
I still need to find a copy of Silkwood. That's another good movie.
Get in the shower.
Speaking of buzzkill ending. Easy, easy.
Oh, my God.
Todd,
shut it down.
This is
we've got a situation here.
I'll tell you what it is. Start talking about every time you talk about Silkwood, something bad
Stop
happens to this
breaking
table.
Breaking my heart. Damn you, Hugh.
We're out.
I think it's. Ah, nice. Nice. You remember when that's what.
Let's leave it like that till Tuesday.
This is good. You know, they played this when Bud and Sissy got married. And Murray.
There's only staples holding it together.
That's what I know, it is. Yeah.
There, look, that's the fucking nail. A staple.
Yep.
Holy cow. Hold it together, boys.
Oh, Ann Murray. What a talent. Amazing Canadian artist.
Amanda, we got a job for you.
I think Ann Murray and Brian Adams are the same person.
Oh, Lord help us.
Brian Adams and drag.
Brian Adams looks like his face. I'm not going to say that I'm the most attractive person in the world, but Brian Adams looked like his face, like he caught on fire at one point and someone tried to put it out with a hatchet.
Wasn't Ann Murray and Grumpier Old Men?
No, that was fucking easy now.
What the hell?
Hello. That thumb bitch got screws in it.
What are you doing?
You want to smack somebody on the ass with that?
I'm scared now.
Jesus, man. We're bringing it all down. Good thing we only got like 12 minutes of the show left. 12 minutes. We ain't going to make it.
You got to power it up now.
Time to use the dude.
God damn.
Oh, my Lord.
It's all juiced up.
I'm doing Bob Vila work.
That son of a bitch might be a little slicker.
See, you
might
go find that thing of screws. But
speaking of, has anybody seen Driller Killer?
Oh, but speaking of that, I got Nail Gun Massacre in the mail. You want to talk about a complete turn.
Is that the one where he's got the extension cord chasing after him?
No, he's the one where he's got the fucking air tank on the back, the fucking air compressor, going around shooting nails in people.
Good Lord.
That's a good one.
Complete
it's gone
turn.
Too far.
My
about goodness. Wood Chipper Massacre?
I got that.
That's a good one. You seen that one? What about Microwave Massacre?
I haven't seen that one.
Damn it. Another show.
Another time. Todd, we're going to stay for part three. Give us a second to watch Rhinestone and cruising.
You got to see Cruising. You got to see
That's
Cruising.
On the list.
You're going to watch it.
Can I get it on Netflix?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's streaming. I think it may be streaming.
Streaming?
Really?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Good old Netflix.
Here you go. Here you go. I did this one just for Jeff here. It's
Drinkenstein.
It's a very special song.
See?
Jesus Christ.
Drinkenstein.
What the hell?
So you got to hit the whole visual.
Look at this. I got a condiment box here. Well, now that's what you need.
Now, see, it would have been a lot better if he would have broke out in this song while he was in Rambo mode. I could just see him traipsing through the jungle with the M60 in his
singing
hand,
in
singing
the forest.
This.
Do you remember it like in the do you
don't
remember,
set it on the table, for God's sake.
Yeah, don't set anything on the table.
Get under the
well,
table,
they put him
boy.
In the ridiculous getup. He's got like a giant like 20-gallon hat and fur chaps on when he's singing this, and he's... It's ridiculous. I want to be the... So it's like 1983, right? And the executive, it's like some executive's like, so I've got a great idea. Here's the pitch. Dolly Parton, huge right now in the country music industry. I tell you what, let's get Sly Stallone and let's get him together in a movie. I think this is going to be really hot. We'll make him.
Let him sing the worst song in the history.
He'll be a cab driver. What it is, he'll be a cab driver.
That wishes he was on American Idol. It's 45
and he'll fall years. He'll fall in love with the country western singer. When you break movies down
do
like
think,
that.
What do you think the chances are this guy's still in the movie industries that green-lighted this fucking project?
Yeah.
Well, what was the fucking god-awful movie where Jamie Lee Curtis was a workout instructor with John Travolta?
Whoa. You better perfect. Stop right there.
Perfect is a real...
Perfect.
That, you know what?
Perfect is perfect. They couldn't have named it anything
you're
else,
fucking
baby.
Crazy. If the director's cut ever
comes out... 3.5 minutes
in,
you can see her fucking cock in the leotard.
Oh, my God in heaven.
Where oh, the Jermaine it? Jackson, when he's doing that opening credit song. Ah, oh, dude, you need to go back. You need to revisit.
No. Visionaries. The cinematography, the jazzercise.
You were fucking my retarded watching.
Hey, which Oh God movie is your favorite?
Neither.
The one, hey, here's another
the one that levels my toilet out perfectly where I don't have to fucking pull the chain more than twice like, to flush it.
So they, hey, let's get George Burns.
Here's the thing.
And wait a minute. Check it out. George Burns is going to be gone. And check this out. We're going to get John Denver. And everyone's going to think he's crazy.
Who'll be talking to?
The best one is, okay, this is
he's
good.
He's got a Rocky Mountain eye.
It's the second Oh God movie where it's a little girl that thinks, you know, that he's, you know, George Burns is visiting a little girl. So it's like, okay, so here's the deal. So the little girl will be visited by God, who will be George Burns again. Everyone's going to think she's crazy, though. They're going to put her in an asylum. Hilarious. Green light.
Where do I sign? Book. And how many of those did they make?
Then there's Oh God, You Devil.
Wasn't there like three of them?
Well, there's Oh God, Book Two, and then Oh God, You Devil. And okay, I got it. Here's the deal. George Burns is going to play.
That was the same guy that green lighted Leonard Part
we'll
Six.
We'll get George Burns to play God and the devil. Hi-yo.
Ghost Dad.
Ghost Dad. Ghost Patrick Swayze.
Oh, fuck.
I got to get this in there. Does anybody listen to Ghost, the
yeah,
band?
Yeah.
Does anyone else like it, or am I just the only idiot who likes it?
I kind of dig it.
It's all right.
It's Merciful Fate to me, man. So.
I love it, though.
Yeah. That's
it's
what
like
I like
if you
about
couldn't,
it, yeah.
If you couldn't wrap your minds around, or if you couldn't wrap your mind around the operatic Merciful Fate, King Diamond vocals, right. Then this is the band for you.
And you talk about great...
It's the guy kind of
I hadn't even seen him. I got that about like a month ago.
God damn. It's like fucking hacksaw and a hatchet. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
They're actually playing the Baltimore Death Fest.
I saw that.
Yeah, man, with Voivod and Korn.
I'd been listening to that because somebody else had turned me on. I was like, you know, I kind of like this, you know? Yeah. And when I was looking for him, I think I was looking at the Japanese band.
Yeah, there's
and I was like, "Well, this doesn't." They must have really changed their direction. And then I saw that cover of Decibel. I was like, "Well, who's this freak, man? Is this like?" And it's Ghost, man.
Yeah, I do.
For sure.
Yeah, I liked it.
I like it too. But the singer's got that Weird Al Yankovic going on. It's kind of weird.
You know, that's the second or third time I've heard that. I
I mean, he's got a weird voice.
Hear like more the Merciful Fate, the Blue Oyster Cult. Like,
but it's a little Weird Al too. Only because I'm a Weird Al fan.
You know what? It's to me, it's like it was like a kind of a breath of fresh air.
It was, yeah. So tired of the same old crap out there.
You know, fresh.
As long as you don't break into Gangster's Paradise, you'll be all right.
Oh shit!
What's the one? Elizabeth? Is that the tune?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, that's the one I've listened to over and over. I need.
It's
I
like
need to
Rituals, like the third song, and then it goes into Elizabeth. Those two are really good. Man.
But it's on YouTube. There's a bunch of footage of them from festival over in Europe.
Which it doesn't look very exciting. He just stands there, like the, you know, with. Yeah.
You know, but he's creepy just, enough that.
Oh, it's I mean, it's very unsettling. Off,
they definitely got their own.
It doesn't fit.
They've made their own little statement.
I don't
and
know what
the,
I was.
And for their debut, I mean, hell, you can't.
I just heard something coming from the guitar room. Said,
you can't use that hacksaw.
It's not gonna fit.
No, I said the drill bit. The drill bit doesn't fit the drill out there.
Drill bit. That's a curve.
That's a real
I'm trying to fix it. I'll use that. I'll put table. This so this thing hits Hugh's wiener every time he sits down.
That'd be great.
Son of a bitch. He can sit on the board.
Damn it.
The plank.
Well, once we get this thing done, it'll be good. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make two of those. I'm going to do two.
How much time we got left on this episode?
We got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
It's like
two. Time to plug stuff.
It's 2 minutes.
We need to plug the forum.
2 minutes to midnight.
Plug in the forum.
All right.
Forum at Jackalope. Yeah. Our forum.
Can you get on there? Why have I been having problems getting on?
I've had to reboot mine a couple of times to get on.
Yeah. What?
Catches on Facebook.
Catches on fire.
Troglodytes on Facebook, too.
So it was Rick Astley. Rick Gastly.
You nasty bastard.
Me and Tim are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Hanging out on Facebook. Sometimes we're billowy. Sometimes we're not. Just catch us and you never know what you're going to get.
Sometimes we're handy.
Everybody got to thank Jeff for coming in and doing this.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Twice.
Two parts. Thank you.
Twice.
I'd clap, weeks. But my hand's holding the table up.
Jeff, we'll have him back on.
It's been really good seeing you, man. Really good.
This is great.
You want to come back?
Absolutely. It's a good Friday night.
Just don't crap on his beard again.
I didn't crap on his beard last
time. I wish
time.
That would have been on the air. I mean, the cat. It was good.
Oh, it was.
It was girthy.
The whole poop.
Squishy, squishy.
It's that carnivore diet. Gives it body.
It was a real mass.
That's that raptor diet. I'm on
that's
the raptor.
Meat and potatoes.
Meat and taters. Show's over, bitches.
Bye.
Fix this fucking table.